Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I just apologize for losing my temper and getting all out of character, God. And I even had nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord. And I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I just...
Peter!
I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I just...
Heathen?
I need somebody to just come to me and be real, God. And let me know, am I still loved?
Yeah. Hey, man, we're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. No, no. Don't be afraid, man.
Wait.
Come on over. Everybody ready? All right, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouthpiece, and this is the speakeasy. Welcome to the album. Welcome to New Breed. Welcome to the real. Welcome, controversy. Kingdom, if you're tired of being hurt, if you've been kicked out of the church because of the length of your skirt, or you ain't tucking your shirt because that ain't how your mind works. They told you you couldn't cut it and wouldn't find your worth. And all of your life, you feel there's gotta be more. Burning desires inside that won't be ignored. Come out of the whirlwind, control the tailspin. This is the rebellion, and you can let yourself in. We rebels with the cause, he's taking us all pause. So be not afraid, but speak like you told Paul. And hold not that peace, we tearing down the wall. Generation X, away with those Z's. Ain't no generation X. They ain't ready for this, but we don't need their approval. Cause tomorrow never comes. Hey, we no longer the future. We the present surprise. It'll open up y'all eyes, make the world much better in a way that is clever. But before we can do that, we gotta first come together. So tell a friend about the album. Tell them to come see me. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy.
Come on. tie straight, we grew up together. Ty always got my back and they give me whatever. I make my way over to his pimped out ride. Deuce is bringing out that armor all tie shine. His wrist and his pinky both froze with eyes. Catching all the eyes, but see, that's just Ty. And I don't need all that, but yeah, it would be nice. I like, what's up, verbal, what brings you by? I'm like, I'm trying to put a price on that DKNY. He said, that's expensive, you got that dough. I got plenty of things, and friend, you look broke. While you be at the church, man, I gotta get my old dough. And then something explodes. Ty like, it's all dark, man, I feel cold. I said, how so? I feel like gold, and then the sun got brighter and I started to float. I said, oh, now I get it. This is the last ride and I got my ticket. He said, if you got another one, then let me get it. My only reply to Ty as I was being lifted was,
your kids on things above. We all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. God made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them, give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him, and him, and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves, man, yeah, I went there, y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip hop from us, cause it's still real ripping, leaving your money and deals in the dust, and this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ, so you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell them it like it is. You done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you. Don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? What's happening? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today, we on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Welcome. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, this episode is one of those good Bible study episodes. We take the Word of God chapter by chapter and verse by verse and feed our spirit, being taught by the Holy Spirit, and we grow. Right. Faith in God comes by us hearing God's word. Yeah, faith in God comes by us hearing God's word. Scriptures. Excuse me. Part 1, 1 Samuel chapter 22. So you can go ahead and go there. So we're gonna meet you there in a few. So part 1, 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. 1 Samuel 22. Part 2 will be Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah 50 for part 2. And part 3 will be Hebrews chapter number 8. Hebrews chapter number 8 for part 3. So, 1 Samuel chapter 22, you can go ahead and go there. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout our lives to this point where we are now. Thank you for preserving us in 2020. Thank you for preserving us in 2021. Thank you, Father, for keeping us protected. Letting your anointing, you know, fall on us and be in our lives, Father. Because it is your anointing that breaks all the yokes of the enemy. So continue to pour out your spirit and your anointing into our lives, Father. Have your way. Get the glory, Father. Bring us closer to you. Let us spend time with you. And that we spend time with you, Father, getting closer to you. Give us the understanding of your word. Make us hearers and doers of your word. Yeah, not by power or might, but by your spirit. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these scriptures tonight. Thank you for every heart, every mind, every soul, every spirit that is tuned in and that will tune in, Father, to hear from you. I pray that you speak to us, speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Give us the words that will give us life and let us submit to you and resist the devil. You have your way in our lives, Father. You let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in our lives as well, Father, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, you are tuned into, excuse me, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Today we on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And we jumping it off with part one, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 22. So you can go there. I'm about to meet you there in a few minutes. So part one would be 1 Samuel chapter 22. Contact us when hip hop meets the Christ at Gmail. When hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com to receive our good newsletter. That's right. Comes out every 2 months, good newsletter. Also, to order the album and the audio book, contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Gmail, and we will not flood your email address, mailbox. We will not flood it and put, you know, flood it with junk or none of that, okay? We just send you the newsletter, and we'll give you the info or whatever you need for the album and the audio book. So again, contact us when hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Receive our good newsletter if you want it. Also, to inquire about the album and the audiobook, when hip hop meets the Christ at gmail. All right, appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's get on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Let's jump it up. Part one, 1 Samuel chapter number 22. 1 Samuel chapter number 22. And we was talking about, we've been studying, learning about David and Saul, and the kingdom is getting switched from Saul's leadership. As a matter of fact, God's spirit done left Saul, right? And David is about to replace Saul. And Saul is big mad. He's big mad about that. Alright, so 1 Samuel chapter 22. Before we go there, let me read this inspirational scripture. Give us this spiritual boost, this spiritual vitamin. It says, daily dwell on God's promises to you. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. You don't dwell on your inadequacies or your shortcomings, you know. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart. And always remember now, always remember, not one word has failed of all his good promise. And I heard this preacher say this years ago, and I'm still saying it. I wrote it down, and I'm still saying it. And I want you to say it after me, repeat after me, or say it in your heart. God loves me. Mm-hmm. I am his. He is well pleased with me. Say it again. God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me. And no matter what they say, we need to focus on what he's saying. If he well pleased with me, I need to go on about my business then. And continue on about my father's business, should I say. All right, we ready for 1 Samuel chapter 22. Appreciate everybody tuning in. It's your homie Oasis. We on this hip-hop Bible study. Hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Chapter 22, verse 1 says, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And David is escaping because Saul was trying to kill him, okay? David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. Verse 2 says, and everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. The ones who were distressed, the ones who were in debt, and the ones who were discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them. And they got problems. They look like he's going to be in the lead position to help solve the problems. So he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. Verse 3 says, then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab, please let my father and mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me. Verse 4 says, so he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Excuse me, hiding out from Saul, but he in the stronghold. Verse 5 says, now the prophet Gad said to David, do not stay in the stronghold, depart and go to the land of Judah. So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth. Verse 6 says, when Saul heard that David and the men who were with him had been discovered, now Saul was staying in Gibeah under a tamarisk tree in Ramah with his spear in his hand and all his servants standing about him. Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter number 22, verse 7 says, then Saul said to his servants who stood about him, hear now, you Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, all of you who conspired against me? All of you have conspired against me, and there is no one who reveals to me that my son has made a covenant with the son of Jesse. And there is not one of you who is sorry for me or reveals to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as it is this day. Verse 9 says, then answered Doeg the Edomite, who was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse going to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitob. Mm-hmm. So, yep, David is fleeing and for his life because Saul is trying to take his life. You know what I'm saying? So we're in 1 Samuel, chapter number 22. Verse number 10. It says, and he inquired of the Lord for him, gave him provisions, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. So the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitab, and all his father's house, the priests who were in Nob, and they all came to the king. And Saul said, hear now, son of Ahitab. He answered, here I am, my lord. Then Saul said to him, why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse? in that you have given him bread and a sword and have inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait as it is this day? Now, Saul is still the king, but God's spirit has left Saul. And that, you know, that's messed up. Just still be in that position. But when God's spirit has left, it don't mean nothing. His spirit has left him. This was the first king over Israel, the first king over God's people. And they asked for a king, and he wasn't no good. You can read that about it in verse 8. And now he's trying to kill the future king. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Verse 14 says, so Ahimelech answered the king and said, and who among all your servants is as faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law? Okay? Who goes at your bidding, or your bidding, and is honorable in your house? Now, David is Saul's son-in-law as well. Married Micah, Michelle. Remember, that was Saul's daughter. Verse 15, 1 Samuel chapter 22 says, did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Far be it from me. Let not the king impute anything to his servant or to any in the house of my father, for your servant knew nothing of all this, little or much. I ain't know nothing about this king. Verse 16 says, and the king said, you shall surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house. Then the king said to the guards who stood about him, turn and kill the priest of the Lord. Wow, look at Saul. Saul tripping. You killing the priest of the Lord. Told the guards, look at, we in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 17. See, that's what happens. God's spirit leave, man. You know, bro, I'm telling you. Verse 17, 1 Samuel, verse 22, I mean chapter 22, verse 17, 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 17, then the king said to the guards who stood about him, turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not tell it to me. But the servants of the king would not lift their hands to strike the priests of the Lord. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Look at the king, he out of hand. And that's what got to happen. You know, some people just be blind, you know, soldiers just do whatever they tell them to do. This king right here is being a wicked king while he's still in position. Right? But he is not led by God anymore. God's spirit has left him. And then God sent a distressing spirit to him. And David came and played a harp and made a distressing spirit leave the king. And now the king still, he's so stupid, he want to kill David. All right, then he's telling his guards to kill the priest of the Lord. But it says, but the servants of the king would not lift their hands to strike the priest of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, when you belong to God, God got you. And he overrides what man is trying to do. He overrides what woman is trying to do. Mm-hmm. What other children is trying to do. God overrides that. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 18 says, and the king said to Doeg, you turn and kill the priest. So Doeg the Edomite turned and struck the priest. Wow, he did it. And killed on that day 85 men who wore a linen ephod. And for those that follow Christ, for those of us that stand for the Lord, when we leave this earth, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord anyway. You know what I'm talking about? We already know we don't love our lives unto death. Anyway, we know that we can be killed anytime for the Lord or for our faith. You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the Bible says, for your sake, we are killed all day long. All day. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to see how God handled this, though. So Doeg, the Edomite, turned and struck the priest and killed on that day 85 men who wore a linen ephod. Verse 19 says, also Nob, the city of the priest, he struck with the edge of the sword, both men and women. Wow. Children and nursing infants. Look at this mug. men, women, children, and nursing infants, oxen and donkeys and sheep with the edge of the sword. Verse 20 says, now one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the Lord's priest. And remember, David is a killer. He's a killer too, but he kills for God though. David was a little shepherd, a little shepherd boy too, not even a shepherd man. He was a little shepherd boy, and he a killer for God. When the bear and the lion rolled up on the set, up on the sheep, David, through the power of God, ran up there and killed the bear and the lion with his bare hands. You see what I'm saying? God was training him then for Goliath, because he ran at Goliath the same way and overcame him too. You see what I'm saying? So David is a killer, but he refused to put his hands on Saul. Okay? So as we continue to read, you'll see what David be saying about that too. We may see some of it right here. But right now we're in 1 Samuel chapter number 22. I almost finished with part one. 1 Samuel chapter number 22. Where we at? I lost my place. Verse number 20. It says, now one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the Lord's priest. So David said to Abiathar, I knew that day when Doeg, the Edomite, was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have caused the death of all the persons of your father's house. See, David taking that upon himself, taking that blame upon himself. So with it says, verse 23 says, stay with me, do not fear, for he who seeks my life seeks your life, but with me you shall be safe. So because they helped David escape, now David is blaming that, you know, their deaths on him. He's taking it on him. Like, they helped me. It's all looking for me. I knew that dude would kill them. That's what David is saying. So it's getting interesting here, and this is real, like Saul is really trying to murder David. You see what I'm saying? Because he is envious. Even though, you know, that's what I'm saying, like, what could his brain, his mind is gone, because David is the only one that can play the harp, play the music after the Lord sends a distressing spirit on Saul. And David's the only one can play the harp and calm Saul down and get the spirit away from him. Also, David is the one that killed Goliath, overcame Goliath, and the whole army of God was scared. Even Saul himself was scared. And then David killed even more. Yeah. He's a warrior. He's in God's army. Wow. That's all I can say about that. I'm looking forward to continuing on in 1 Samuel. When hip hop meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. When we come back, we jumping into part number two, which will be Isaiah chapter 50. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah 50. When we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ.
We have a problem. We have a problem.
Up in the game to rep the name, that's the norm. Not your big body, lack that paper sacks or your charm. Or your lady like Diva, you used to keep you warm. And not that fat habit sack of Doja to keep you calm. Why you big daddy grilling them? Three wheels spinning them. Cadillac killing them. The Lord ain't feeling them. See, he's the king. And your rocks ain't worth a thing. Yet you rock the bling. But you ain't gonna mock the king, cause the rocks would sing. Before he let you block. Rock and sing, man, just watch the scene. Cause the Rocky is the king and he's thawed. But you busy worshiping chrome, thick yellow bones in the zone, living life on your own. And the Lord's chilling, watching man trust himself while we all sinning. We front like we don't need his help, but we all missing. The fact that trusting in yourself, why you call Christian, is still sin in itself. You should leadership, puffin' sweet, chasing cash from week to week. But you won't because you fiend to see your dreams. Owning the highs at that place where you can see the beach and easily get some girls that you can see to lead a beat so she can be your stands for one night in between the sheets and then you leave. Hop inside your lack so you can beat the scene. You keep it clean, gripping on your grain as you sip the lean, swanging mean, feeling like a pimp, brush your shoulders off. You can live like a boss, you can floss like a boss, pay the cost to rep the north, rock across and still be lost. Cause without the savior, no neighbor, no paper, no Jacob, no makeup could make us a breakup, but make us forsake the creator. That's why we need a savior, that's why I'm hollering out Jesus. We drowning in our sin and we need him to come retrieve us. Believe us, it's time you stop trusting in yourself. Plus your wealth, lay aside every weight before you crush yourself. For my reading, the bottom line is you need him. And plus we weak and we fiending by nature to keep on leaving. Chasing beauty that's bleeding, forsaking how we all breathing. Replacing Jesus with bondage, five for dollars and pieces. He died to bring us all freedom, rose so we could all meet him. I know you heard this on Easter, but feast your eyes on the reason. God would crucify and feed him when we ain't nothing but heathens. Love made him clean to a tree when we deserve to be beaten. All that, so we ain't gotta trust ourselves, trust our health, trust our wealth. It won't even make no sense cause it's gonna rust and melt. Is it the grain, is it the gal, is it the grill? Or is it Christ who paid the price so you can live? Or would you rather burn up in hell for a meal? I doubt it, you missing that Christians only Christians in him. Although we live forever, right now we living better. Cause if you ain't living by grace, you'll die by the letter.
Already.
Now I know the enemy of love take this situation.
You're listening to original track.
From the great stop making my music.
Get your advanced copy. That's sportsgotta.com.
Got man. Gotta use what I got, man.
Jumping down the road, thinking hard, my mind in tone. Think about my album, I'm gonna work on soon as I get home. When I got home, seen a red tag on my door, and I'm wondering what that tag is sending for. So I picked it up, got very upset when I read it. It simply stated that my power had been disconnected. I don't know what to do, so Lord, I'm trusting you. So please see me through, Lord, please see me through. So hard that I just wanna cry. But I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil's trying to block me, but it can't, cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be, and refuse to be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry, yeah. But I gotta keep my head up to the sky, yeah. Devil's trying to block me, but it can't, I know I'm free. So I can't be, and I won't be, refuse to be.
Stop.
Got a work to do, and I know my work cannot be stopped. Spend a night in the dark, grab my Triton, took it to the pawn shop. My God is telling me, oh yes, he's telling me, that I don't have to stress, cause this is just a test. Trials don't come to break you down, but to make you stronger. Fortify my spirit, Lord, so I can last longer. If I fall dead, Lord, give me back my hunger. Give me the shield of faith, Lord, so I don't have to wonder. How I'm gonna make it through, how you gonna If I put my trust in you, I got nothing to doubt about. I'm feeling good, feeling fine. Got no troubles on my mind. Making sense of trying times. Got my joy and peace of mind. I said I just wanna cry, but I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, but it can't, cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be, if you to be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry, but I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, cause he know that I'm free. But I can't be, and I won't be, refuse to be stopped. I won't be stopped.
The name Jesus, it still works. The Bible says it's going to be here this age and in the age to come. So, yeah, Jesus, the name Jesus. Sometimes that's all you got to say. Sometimes that's all you need to say. Yeah, call his name. For real. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The first part was 1 Samuel chapter 22. We did that. All right. Saul just issued out an order to kill all the priests of God. So the guards didn't do it. But then you had one dude. That would be like that, too. Hey, that one dude, he gonna go ahead and go above the guards, go ahead and do it all. Kill them all. The Lord's priest, though. You killed the Lord's priest. So remember that as we keep going, we're gonna see. Because God's gonna deal with that. You don't touch his anointed and you don't do his prophets any harm. If you do, you violate, you are in violation of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, and God gonna handle that. So that's one thing that they're gonna do. So we'll see what happened to him. God's spirit already left them. That's all. So that was 1 Samuel chapter 22. Right now we're going to part 2, which is Isaiah chapter 50. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 50, God. That's one prophet, which is over here in Samuel. That's one book of prophets. The first one, matter of fact. First prophet, Samuel. And then we're going to hit Isaiah at the same time on the same broadcast. Two of these prophets. They would call them major prophets. You know what I'm talking about? But they prophets, okay? Isaiah chapter 50, verse 1. Give you a few more seconds to get that. Isaiah chapter 50. verse number one. Isaiah chapter 50. Verse 1 says, thus says the Lord, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Wow. Where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother has been put away. For your iniquities, for your transgressions. That's why when we come to God, we got to ask God for his forgiveness, because we realize and recognize we are wrong. Yeah, it says, for your iniquities you have sold yourselves. For your transgressions, your mother has been put away. So that explains what he said in the beginning. Thus says the Lord, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? And then he answers it. Same verse. It says, for your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother has been put away. Verse 2 says, why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? This is God talking now. Remember, we started off reading. It says, thus says the Lord. So God asking, why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? And he made all of us. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke, I dry up the sea. Sure do. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because there is no water, and die of thirst. I dry up the rivers. Yeah, don't forget what God already done in your life. Verse 3 says, I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. So when God is calling you, hey, start answering him. Don't ignore him. Yeah, he don't ever sleep. Sometimes he calls you when that sleep getting good. Just answer him. Just wake up and say, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I'm available. You know what I'm talking about? The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Verse 6 says, I gave my back to those who struck me. This is Jesus talking right there. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Verse 7, Isaiah chapter 50. Verse 7 says, for the Lord God will help me. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what we're here for. To be reminded that the Lord God will help us, even though we went through all this. You know what I'm talking about? Even though we go through all that. All right? Verse 7, Isaiah chapter 50. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. Yeah, I set my face like a flint confidently. And I know that I will not be ashamed. Yeah, be confident and know that you will not be ashamed, because the Lord God will help you. He's helping us this year. Started last year. He always helps us, really. Verse 8 says, he is near who justifies me. The one who justifies me is near you. Hallelujah. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. There it is again. Surely the Lord God will help me. Yeah, make it personal. Surely the Lord God will help you. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Verse 10, yeah, who is he who will condemn Jesus? All right. Indeed, they will grow old, all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Verse 10 says, who among you fears the Lord? I do. Who among you fears the Lord? We reverence God. We honor God. Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him, let that person trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks you have kindled, this you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. Wow. Why? Because they're rejecting God. He calling them. Those who walk in darkness and have no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, got them rituals going on, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, what? And in the sparks you have kindled, this you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. So you playing with God. All them rituals and all them spells and magic and stuff, yeah. Still don't want to listen to God. It'll benefit you if you do listen to God and let him have his way. Yeah, we were created by God. We were created for God. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We moving right along. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, first part, we finished with that already. 1 Samuel chapter 22. We did that. If you want to continue to 1 Samuel chapter 23, by all means, feel welcome to do that. Spend time with God, man. You know what I'm saying? And we'll meet you there next week, or we'll have you with the next time. And we'll just get into it together. All right? We just finished with part two, which was Isaiah chapter 50. If you want to continue to Isaiah 51, feel free. You know what I'm talking about? We'll just catch it up with you and read it together next time. You know what I mean? When we come back from this praise break, part three will be Hebrews chapter number 8. When hip hop meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Yeah, part three, Hebrews chapter 8. When we come back, appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy.
Let thy will be done. Honor.
pray, pray hard. Demons, I can't trust them. I trash my opponents. If it's God, then I'm on it. Them doubters talk behind your back, but I don't think they want it. That's words of my mother saying love is not a problem. They say they some fool, but what's the fool to my savior? He's coming back and I'm waiting. Life been checking, no stressing. Life can get hard. Just always count your blessings and connect me from Satan. Gotta always keep my patience. I ain't perfect. I got a couple songs. I ain't making no excuses. Oh. It's a new bless, each and every day, day. So I gotta pray, pray, each and every way, way. Bills need paint, paint. Kids need shoes, shoes. Feeling stressed out, guess what I'ma do? It's a new bless, each and every day, day. So I gotta pray, pray, each and every way, way. Bills need paint, paint. Kids need shoes, shoes. Feeling stressed out, guess what I'ma do? It's what I pray, pray, I pray, pray, I pray.
Come to learn to respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script. Everything from your desires to the way that you were wired, my guess. God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do what's worth from this life to the next. Let's go.
Every day, I'm made in your image for a second. I know I gotta leave the feeling. Every day, all that I am and that I got to do the whole world. Every day, made in your image for a second. I know I gotta leave the feeling.
Many people are struggling with their purpose. They want to know why God put them here on the earth. So common to glorify God and work in the 9-to-5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has got to earn his. But he just got to labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their necks, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. You ain't gotta feel no way about that. No, sir, if your foot fits right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with finding one's purpose. That's something we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world. That comes with you. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of questions. Trust me, God, I got something for you to do. He gave us all something.
No,
I hear you saying, I know that I I got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it, I tell you what I did. I followed my bent, where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What are some of your strengths? What you like to discuss will probably give you a hint. Tell me what drives you up the wall. Cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is if God gave you the tools to pull it off. If he has, then get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your gifts. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then, you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win. So,
right, check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And we on part number 3 already. You know what I'm saying? Part number 3, which is Hebrews chapter number 8. So let's go ahead and go there. Hebrews chapter number 8. So we can go ahead and get this last chapter and then we can be up out your way. You know what I'm talking about? Go on about the rest of your week and, you know, the rest of your evening here. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you, whatever time of day it is or whatever time of night it is that you tune in, I appreciate you being in. I pray that this is a blessing to you as well. So let's get it, man. Part number 3 for this hip-hop Bible study would be Hebrews chapter number 8. So let's get it. Hebrews chapter 8. Contact us when hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. When hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. You can get our newsletters that comes out every 2 months on the 15th of the month. And you can also inquire about the audiobook and album by your homie Oasis. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Or you can just tune in. I appreciate you just being here. Tuning in, man. No pressure. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Hebrews chapter number 8. Let's get it. Starting at verse number 1. It says, now this is the main point of the things we are saying. This is the main point. Excuse me. Of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest. This is the main point. What's the main point? We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. The Lord built this one, not man. All right. For every high priest, yeah, the Lord built this tabernacle, not man-made church. Mm-hmm. He's a minister, the high priest. This is the main point. Yeah, this is who we follow, the high priest. We got such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. He's a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. We got caught up, and Father, forgive us. Thank you for showing us that we should be focused more on you and the minister of the true tabernacle, which you built and not man. Another reason that you allow the churches to close is doing the wrong thing. You're putting too much emphasis on the church, on these church buildings and stuff, man. It ain't doing no ministry. Ministering. Verse 3, Hebrews chapter number 8. Let's get back to the main point of this. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3 says, for every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. Talking about the high priest. higher than all of them, right? Verse 4 says, for if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things. That's what the law is. And all those blood sacrifices and all that, right? They are copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. All right? So, for he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountains. And that's what we got to do. We got to make sure we are doing the things according to God's pattern or according to God's plans. Got to think like he think. Yeah. So we can make the right choices. We want him to bless us. We got to be lined up right, though. Thank you, Father, for grooming us and growing us in you. See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. You ain't got to guess what God, he shows you. You know what I'm talking about? And for what you don't see, you use your faith anyway. Verse 6 says, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Talking about Jesus. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 says, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second, because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. So we are, you know, we're not our parents. You see what I'm saying? We're not our grandparents. We're not our aunts and uncles. We're a whole different generation. Okay? And that's how God wants us. Okay? He ain't calling us like he did them. He called them, he dealt with them how he had to deal with them, and now he's calling us to deal with us afresh. Because finding fault with them, finding fault with what? With the first covenant. Finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. He's making a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. That's you. God is making a new covenant with you. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day. We're supposed to go past or go further than the ones before us. Just like the ones after us supposed to go further than us. So not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. You don't want to go right there, because they quit on God. See, they quit on God, the ones before us. So now we're going to be the ones after them, and we're going to be the ones that see it through. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's making a new covenant with us. Not like our fathers, you know, parents, grandparents, the ones before us. Verse 10 says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Here go the new covenant. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's a good verse for you right there. I like that verse. Yeah, I like that verse for you. And I like that verse for me, too. So hold on while I highlight it in my Bible, and I'm going to read it again, too. I like that, man. Hold on right quick. Hold on. Yes, Lord. All right. This what it was. Hebrews. That's Hebrews chapter number 8, verse 10. Let's read it again. It says, for this is the covenant. It ain't just a verse. This is the covenant that I will make. This is the covenant that God is making. He ain't asking no man. He ain't even ask your permission either. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, with all those that want to believe the truth, Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind. You're going to remember God. And write them on their hearts. Your heart going to be beaten for God. Yeah. And I will be their God. Yes, Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. And they shall be my people. We're going to follow him. We're going to submit to God. We're going to resist the devil. Verse 11 says, none of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me. You ain't going to have to go and get no teacher. He going to be your teacher. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. Yeah, thank God for his mercy. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Verse 13 says, in that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Everything before today, yeah, with you and God, yeah, he made that obsolete because he's doing something new in you. I tell you, God don't just wait for the seasons in our lives, like the spring, winter, summer, and the fall and all that. He don't just wait for them to change in our lives. He'll give you a new beginning inside of a new beginning. You know what I'm talking about? So, in there, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first obsolete. Forget about all the stuff before today. Forget about that. What God has done, yeah, because he's about to do something new. You see what I'm saying? He has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Let that past vanish away so you can go into this glorious future that God has for you when hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we finished with this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, again, contact us when hip-hop meets the Christ. When hip-hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. We got that good newsletter. It only comes out every 2 months. We hit your email up every 2 months with a newsletter. You know what I'm talking about? Also, if you want to order the album or the audiobook, we'll send that to you too via your email. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Old Aces, a.k.a. Joshua. Continue to follow Jesus Christ, man. Keep your faith in God. This was a good old Bible study. Hebrews chapter 8. You know what I'm saying? Verse 10. God making the covenant. And he letting you know it's not like he did with your parents. But they didn't believe him all the way. But you can take it that extra mile and believe him all the way. They jumped out the fire when it got too hot. You stay in there. And we even learned to stay in there when the fire get hot and then it turn red and he pull you out. He thump you. We even learned to praise him. You better start whistling when he thump you or he's going to put you back in the fire, right? I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Yeah, all shall know God. That's what this is about. Another reason the churches are closed, so that everybody can get to know God for themselves. If Rev was preaching that you should get to know God for yourself and you should read your Bible and spend time with God for yourself, the churches would be open, but they was tripping. So now we get to know God for ourselves like it's supposed to be anyway. Yeah, submit to God, resist the devil. Receive Jesus. Believe in Jesus today. All right? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we'll get at you next time. Peace.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poet. Dolo. One of the original Wide Awake contingents. And it goes a little something like this. Yeah. Honest to the goodness. How can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do what I love, I hang with the good kids. I didn't want to see murder. Look what the hood did. Straight madness. I never overstood it. But the did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling a frog leap? Blood over the concrete. Mama screaming out, why me? Thinking, why did God deny me? She was in church Sunday, Monday to Friday. She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale. Okay. God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age. Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way. And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day. How can you not be amazed? This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed. Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babes. Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves. Killed all them redskins in a line of braids. It ain't been that long, but they got it made. Bitch to me is that Turner, but I gotta fade. You know you're not a slave, but hey, but hey, hey, yo, Laquan, you crazy. Intense flow forward, yeah, you know it, baby.
To be born in 73. You're not gonna believe when I tell you what happened to me. They call me slow, but God moves fast for me. He has many mansions, but has a castle for me. See, this path to the B could have been a capital G. I'm talking trauma with a capital P. Hanging out with 10 more bros better than me. The harder we went, the better the weed. Trust that when our enemies bust back, we scatter and weed. Wide awake first to do it, Adam and Eve. Then one of us got hit, homie fell on his knees. A willing participant is all a felony needs. Lord, please don't let him die. I listen to what you're telling me. You are today's mathematics master of all degrees. If this is offensive, pardon me, please. I'm not done with this track. It's just starting to bleed. According to me, this joint is about two, so they starting to leave. I don't care, I'm just sowing a seed. This old man, the whole game is just boring to me. So I'm spitting what's important to me.
pressure I in. So I can care less about this music biz. My concern is the ministry. Not if you're feeling me. Long as God is choosing me, you should be feeling me. I do this for the nation. God made the creation. The ones that obey keep calling zone. Not everybody a Christian. Some people be wishing. You gotta die first.
I'm a Christian. I don't care what they say. I praise my God just the long as I'm able. Christian. Word is the weapon that powers my tongue. I'm a Christian. I'm alive and mine. No one else before me. Only Him do I love. Christian. And I put it down. For my God, I'ma put it down. Out on this lonely, lonely road, my heavy burden I no longer hold. 'Cause I have brothers in need are fasting a prayer. If my sister's weary, I know it's okay. 'Cause when mustard seed bends, mountains will move.
I'll be the possible. Christ, you choose.
Right now I'm sad.
So much better.
I will. godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt